Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The American humorist Fred Allen used to say there were three things he couldn't remember: names, faces, and he couldn't remember the third. Today on Guidelines, we are remembering. We're remembering the 52 years the Lord has led us. Joining me in the studio today is my wife, Darlene, and my daughter, Bonnie Sala Craddock. Darlene has ministered alongside with me with her own program, Encouraging Words, and devotionals for women. And Bonnie is serving as Guidelines Chief Executive Officer.
Well, thanks for letting us ladies into the studio today, Dad. As this is Guidelines' 52nd anniversary, I'd like to ask both of you a few questions. Let's go back to that very first commentary that you ever recorded. What was the year and what were the circumstances?
The year was 1963. We had the idea, but we hadn't a finished project yet. It was exciting.
We had no studio at that time. We were in a missionary guest house, and guess who was the engineer? Your mom. So I was learning the equipment, and I just remember that that evening we did that program over and over and over again. It took us all evening to complete that first program. Harold would be the wrong distance from the mic, or somebody outdoors would make some noise, or, you know, also the equipment was totally different in those days.
Sure.
So that if you stopped in the middle of a program and then started the equipment again, there was this click. So, of course, for our first sample program, we didn't want to have that. So I'll tell you, we did that program a good many times that evening.
But I took the program to Oval Wiley, who was the station manager. He said, "I like it." And Bonnie, we added one new station on the average of every 2.5 weeks for the next 2 years.
Do you remember what that first program was about?
No, I can't remember.
I have no idea.
And on top of that, the original tape got erased accidentally. So
we'll never know now.
No.
Well, what's one of the most striking memories you have of God using the Guidelines ministry or of God meeting needs over the years?
One that I will never forget is an email from a woman who said she was ready to take her life. She was standing on a chair. She had a rope around her neck, ready to step off, when my Guidelines commentary came on the air, and the subject was, "What does God think of suicide?" She said, "I can't do it." And she got off the chair, untied the rope, obviously, and called a radio station that was releasing the program, and the person on the board led her to Christ. We have heard from many people who were in a disastrous situation, and yet God met them as the result of one simple radio program, 5 minutes in length.
Mom, what about God meeting the needs of the ministry over the years?
Oh, that's been wonderful. In 52 years, each year has had its own story. We've seen wonderful things happen. One time we needed $7,000 so badly, and we were overseas at the time, and Harold's brother Orville was taking care of the office, and he called us and said that he had just gotten a check written in blue pencil for $7,000. So he had called the bank to see if it was valid, and it was, and that met the need.
And God has been faithful time and time again, hasn't he?
You know, I've often said God is seldom early, but he is never late, and we have discovered that. Hudson Taylor, missionary to China, put it so well when he said, "God's work, done God's way, will never lack God's supply. He is the faithful God who continues to meet needs." There's a verse in Isaiah chapter 26 that really explains everything that has happened in these 52 years. It says, "All that we have accomplished, you, Lord, have done for us." Our special thanks to the network of radio stations that have carried Guidelines faithfully year after year. Over a period of more than 50 years, our world has changed, but God is just the same. I want to express my deep appreciation to all of you who have prayed for us, who have encouraged us. You used to send letters, now you send emails, but we're glad to hear from you. If Guidelines has helped you, let us know. You can go to our website at guidelines.org and express your appreciation.